Our next presenter discussing diabetes is Eva Shim.
Okay. I'm Eva Shim. I'm a nurse case manager and manager of the Community Health Access Program at the Marshfield Clinic. And today I'll talk with you a bit about our uninsured diabetic patients and the care that we have provided them. I'll talk a bit about the Marshfield Clinic, talk about our Family Health Center, which is our community health center within our Marshfield Clinic system, talk a bit about community health access, our study design, and results and conclusions. So Marshfield Clinic is started in the center of the state of Wisconsin, and we now see patients from every state in the nation and from 26 foreign countries. And we have about 750 physicians, 80 specialties and subspecialties. And our community care program is our clinic's program to provide donated care to patients who don't have any other access to coverage of any kind. And it has been in existence since the beginning of the clinic some 90 years ago. And in about 1999, we started to look at this population of patients and look at the cost of our donated care going up and needing to get our arms around their care and looking at trying to case manage this group of patients. And we help them navigate the healthcare system, making appointments, canceling appointments, access and getting connected to a primary care provider, which is exactly what we've been talking about all morning, and understanding preventive healthcare and managing their chronic diseases. So we decided to look for this study, look at folks that have diabetes, and they are in two groups, Family Health Center, which is our federally qualified health center, as I mentioned before, and community health access. Community health access are those patients who are waiting to get on Family Health Center coverage. So we have a waiting list, and most patients from who are in community health access do transition into Family Health Center, but it depends on where they live. Federal government tells us are medically underserved areas. So if they don't live in that area, then they remain on community health access. So community health access case management, what we do is we provide telephonic case management. Our administrative costs are paid for through state and federal grant funds. And then we talk with every patient, about 4,100 of them, complete a health risk appraisal. We orient them to the program, let them know that they have access to a 24-hour nurse line. The Family Health Center mail order pharmacy is available to them and is encouraged that they use that. Also, we talk with them about a HealthWise handbook that will be sent that gives them kind of a first aid type book to triage their symptoms and be able to make decisions about their care. And then we have our passively case managed group of patients who do receive all the services listed above but do not have a nurse calling them. Those are the folks that are low risk based on our health risk appraisal results, or the high risk patients that we can't get a hold of who refuse case management or who are not appropriate for case management because of health care concerns such as dementia or severe mental illness. So our hypothesis was that patients with diabetes who receive CHA case management will achieve our clinical goals, and that would be the same as Family Health Center members. We used our electronic medical record, covered patients under Family Health Center and CHA, adults, folks that were active during the time frame of April 1st, 06 to June 30 of 07. So our patient characteristics, the average age for community health access patients is 50 compared to 67 for our Family Health Center members, and there were more females than males in both groups. So we looked at the following measures. We looked at those that had a primary care provider, those with A1C testing, cholesterol, microalbuminuria, flu, and pneumococcal vaccination, what was their mean A1C, blood pressure, body mass index, and then looked at preventive services as well, physical exam, pap, mammal, colonoscopy, and PSA testing. So when we look at patients on community health access with a primary care physician, they come on to the program without 62%, or I'm sorry, 82% actually had identified with a primary care physician, and at follow-up, so after being on the program, 97% have a primary care physician compared to family health center patients at 85%. And then when we look at diabetes care, a significantly greater proportion of CHA patients had received an A1C test at both baseline and at follow-up compared to family health center patients at 61%. No significant difference between the groups when it comes to microalbuminuria testing. Significantly fewer community health access patients had their cholesterol level tested compared to family health center. And the proportion of CHA patients who received a flu vaccination increased from 19% at baseline to 25% at follow-up, but that is significantly lower than our family health center members at 55%. And the number of CHA patients who received a pneumococcal vaccination was 81% compared to 100% of family health center members with diabetes. And then when we look at A1C, the goals less than 7, we improved from 43 to 48% with our community health access patients compared to 59% of family health center members. Proportion of patients in CHA and FHC with a blood pressure at goal was similar. And those with the healthy weight, we did improve from 12% to 13% in community health access patients, which was significantly greater than the proportion of family health center members at a healthy body mass index. Then when we look at annual physical, 91% of CHA patients had received their physical exam compared to 76% of family health center members. We help them schedule that appointment. We follow up if they don't attend, and we reschedule for them and help them with transportation issues if there are any. So that's one advantage for that measure. And so once they get in for their physical, then we've got community health access patients receiving their pap smear was significantly higher. Then those that receive a mammogram did not differ across groups. That requires another appointment, so they have to come back. So we see that as a barrier, as well as the cholesterol mentioned earlier. A greater proportion of male family health center patients received the PSA screening, and colonoscopy rates were significantly greater among family health center members compared to CHA patients, 36% compared to 69%. There is a benefit difference. Community health access covers services provided in the Marshfield Clinic system only. And in many of our areas, the patients need to go outside of the clinic system to a hospital to receive their colonoscopy, which means they would be responsible for that bill, where Family Health Center covers that service with affiliated providers. So in conclusion, this is year two of our project, and there are already significant improvements in these areas of primary care provider, A1C test, and those that are at goal, body mass index, and annual physicals. And we look forward to expanding this program to our family health center members and hopefully to see the same benefits in their care. Thank you.
And we have our final presenter with us, who's Lakina. Did I say that right? Lakina Sros. Thank you very much. Do you have a presentation?
Yeah, I think I...